Han turned toward the wall of guards surrounding Dala.
There's nothing to be afraid of, Chief Dala,
he said.
But if you're scared, we could let...
I'm not scared, Captain Solo.
Dala pushed through the knot of guards and turned to Harford.
I think it's safe to have the troops stand down, Captain.
Harford made no move to obey.
With all due respect, Chief, this could be a Jedi trap.
Dala looked up the stairs toward Saar and Tori, who were standing calm and unarmed, with their hands raised, while dozens of blue-armored GAS commandos thrust blaster nozzles in their faces.
They've already sprung their trap, you idiot,
Dala whispered.
Stand down, now.
Harford's helmet remained turned in her direction for a moment. Then he finally muttered something into his comm set and turned away. The guards surrounding Dala quickly retreated to a less intrusive distance, and the ones surrounding Saar and Tori assumed a less aggressive stance, pointing their weapons at the two Jedi's chests instead of their heads.
Very clever,
Dala said to Han.
Who are they?
Han scowled, genuinely confused.
Who are who?
Dala pointed up the stairs.
Those two imposters, she said. Obviously they aren't Sathaya Saar and Tori Altamic.
Nice try,
Han said, sneering. Whether Dala really believed they were imposters or just wanted to plant that doubt in the public mind, he should have realized she wouldn't give up easily.
But that's them.
And you expect the Galactic Alliance to take your word for this?
Dala asked.
Course not, Han said. You can have them prove it.
How?
Just have them do something only a Jedi can do.
Han motioned for Dala to follow him and started up the stairs.
They're either Jedi or they're imposters, but they can't be both, because the Order doesn't have enough Jedi Knights in it to have doubles.
Dala remained on the landing behind him.
There's no telling what kind of illusions a Jedi Knight can create with the Force.
Han turned back to Dala, his lips drawn tight in disgust.
Come on. You know those tricks only work on the weak-minded.
A hover cam floated down for a close-up, and he made a point of squinting at Dala, as though he were trying to understand exactly what she was implying.
Say, you're not trying to tell me the Galactic Alliance has a weak-minded chief, are you?
Dala's face flushed with anger.
You know better than that, Captain Solo.
She remained on the landing.
But there's also plastic surgery.
And there's a surgeon.
Han leveled a finger at Tharn.
He ought to be able to tell if they've had any work done in the last few days.
Dala remained where she was, silent, and no doubt trying to think of a way to turn the situation around.
Fine, Han said. I'll have them come down.